旧约圣经里头有一本书叫做耶拿书。
In the Old Testament, there is a book called the Book of Jonah.
耶拿书在圣经里头，我们不是很容易可以翻到它。
The Book of Jonah is one that is not easily turned to.
它也不是在最前面，也不是在最后面，也不是在正中间。
It's not at the end of the Bible. It's not at the beginning of the Bible, and it's not right in the center.
而且它只有四章。
Moreover, it only has four chapters.
所以常常不是很容易去翻到它。
So a lot of times it's hard for us to find it.
但是圣经里头的每一本书都是很重要的。
But every book of the Bible is very important.
我们如果对耶拿书还不是很熟，因为只有四章，我很希望各位去把它再看一次。
If we're not very familiar with the book of Jonah because it only has four chapters, I hope that every one of us can return and take a second look at this book.
从里头我们可以看到神的信实。
From this book, we can see God's faithfulness.
从里头我们可以看到神的爱，神的怜悯。
From it, we can see God's love and His mercy.
从里头我们也可以看到神的公义。
And from it, we can also learn about God's righteousness.
从里头我们也可以看到那个很真实的人性。
And also, we can see the truth about human nature.
在有一个星期五的晚上我已经有谈到这个耶拿书。
On one Friday evening service, I already discussed the Book of Jonah before.
发生的地点是亚述帝国的首都尼尼微城。
And the location for the Book of Jonah is in the capital of Assyria, which is Nineveh.
这个尼尼微城是一个罪恶很大很重的一个城市。
The city of Nineveh was one with great sin and condemnation.
它是准备要被神毁灭的城市。
It was a city that was already prepared for God's destruction.
但是这也是一个神要拯救的城市。
But the city was also one that God wanted to save.
这个城市已经面对着神对他们倒数计时。5, 4, 3, 2, 1
And it was already prepared for
counting down backwards.
It was a city that was in the countdown to judgment.
因为这是一个充满着罪的城市。
Because it was a city that was already one of great sin.
所以一个作恶的人，他一定要面对神对他这个倒数计时。
So one who is a sinner will often face their own countdown to judgment.
我们看得见的这一个人生也是在倒数计时。
The life that we see ourselves is also one that is in countdown to our own judgment.
这个神的预言的实现也都在倒数计时。
And the prophecies are also in countdown to fulfillment.
耶拿书里头告诉我们，这个尼尼微城只剩下大约六周。
Here in the book of Jonah, it tells us that there were only 6 weeks left before its destruction.
他们要面对着被毁灭的这种结局。
They were going to face the destruction and complete annihilation.
那耶拿他是一位神的先知。
But Jonah was a prophet of God.
神要他去向尼尼微城传警告。
God wanted Jonah to tell them a news of a warning.
但是他似乎是不情愿去做这一件事情。
But he was actually quite reluctant to go to tell them this news.
这个耶拿是这个神的选民。
Jonah was one who was chosen to be saved by God.
他不但是神的百姓，而且神呼召他来做这一件特别的事情。
He was not only God's people, he was also one called by God to do this task.
所以他是拣选当中的被拣选的。
So he was one who was called among the called.
但是他却要躲避这一件躲避这一个这个任务。
Yet he was the person that wanted to avoid this responsibility.
所以在耶拿书第一章里头就提到了耶拿的一个非常不寻常、非常奇特的一个遭遇。
So in chapter 1 of Jonah, it describes his very unusual and strange calling.
因为是太奇、很过于奇特的遭遇，所以很多人都认为，很多人会怀疑说，这是一个真实的故事吗？
It was such a unique and strange calling that people often hesitate and think to themselves, is Jonah actually a true story?
哦，那奇特的地方就是耶拿这一个人呢，他曾经被一条大鱼把他吞进去。
What exactly is so unusual? Well, Jonah was swallowed by a great fish.
哦，那而且他还能够在大鱼的肚子里头来祷告。
Moreover, he was able to pray within the belly of the fish.
哦，他不但没有丧失生命，最后鱼还把他吐到这个岸上。
He not only saved his life, he was even thrown onto the shore by the fish.
哦，所以很多的人看了这一段记载，觉得说这只是一个捏造出来的故事。
So a lot of people who see this just feel that this is actually just a parable.
哦，但是主耶稣却用这个事迹来说明他的死跟他的复活。
But Jesus in the New Testament used the story of Jonah to describe his resurrection.
哦，主耶稣的死，主耶稣的复活，对很多人来讲，也是一个没有办法用理性去相信的事情。
To many people, Jesus' death and resurrection is also something that is unbelievable.
哦，但是我们知道，在神凡事都能。
But we know that with God, all things are possible.
哦，所以耶拿的事情，虽然我们没有亲眼看见，但是我们可以相信神的能力。神如果要这样的事情的啊，真的是这样子，它是可行的。
So we know that even if we didn't see it with our own eyes, we believe that God, who is able to do anything, could have allowed this thing to happen.
就好像今天我们相信主耶稣，他为我们死，他也为我们复活了。
It's just as today we believe ourselves that Jesus died for us and he resurrected.
请我们翻到耶拿书第三章。
Let's all turn to the book of Jonah chapter 3.
在旧约圣经1084页，耶拿书三章第一节。
Jonah chapter 3 verse 1.
第一节，神的话，第二次临到耶拿。请念。
Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying,
第二节，你起来往尼尼微大城去，向其中居民宣告我所吩咐你的话。
Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach to it the message that I will tell you.
这里讲到说神的话第二次临到耶拿。
Here it says that.The word of the Lord came to Jonah for a second time.
在第一章里头，我们看到耶拿他不遵从神给他的这个指示。
In chapter 1, we saw that Jonah did not follow the command that God gave him.
所以简单的讲，就是耶拿他是一个不顺服神的人。
So simply put, Jonah is somebody that disobeyed God.
所以这一个在信仰的道路上面不顺服神的，他通常就是一个在信仰上失败的人。
And on a journey of faith, somebody who disobeys God is one who is usually a failure.
那我们也看到神对耶拿的这一个这个教导教训。
But we also see how God taught and trained Jonah.
我们有时候用一个字眼叫做管教 ，chastising.
We often use the word chastising to describe this.
那耶拿他失败了，他受了神的管教。
So Jonah actually failed. So after that, God chastened him.
那神也再一次的来呼召他，来呼叫他。
And God once again came and called him and told him to do this task.
为什么会有这个第二次
？Why is there a second time?
因为第一次神要他去做的事情，那耶拿呢，他有一个错误的态度。
It's because the first time that God called Jonah, he had the wrong attitude.
人的行为跟人的知识、认知常常会有很大的差异。
Oftentimes, there's a great difference between our own actions and the things that we think in our minds.
所以我们常常说知道不等于做到。
So that's why we sometimes say, even if we know, we don't necessarily do it.
从耶拿的身上，我们可以看到这一个事实。
From Jonah, we can see this truth.
耶拿他是神的先知。
Jonah was actually a prophet of God.
所以他应该比一般人都更认识神，更知道神的这种性情，神的特质。
So more than the average person, Jonah should have understood the nature of God.
但是耶拿的对神的吩咐呢，他是想要去。逃避。
But Jonah actually wanted to run away and flee from God's given responsibility.
他要躲避神。
He wanted to hide from God.
难道他不知道神无处不在吗？
Could he not have realized that God is omnipotent and omnipresent?
哦，圣经没有告诉我们说是什么原因耶拿不愿意去做这个事情。
The Bible never told us why exactly Jonah decided not to do this.
哦，但是肯定的就是说耶拿他照自己的意思不去做这个事情。
But one thing's for certain, Jonah willingly decided to run away.
哦，一般的人可能会不管神的意思，只照自己的意思做。
Your average person will ignore God's will and just do whatever he wants.
哦，但是神的先知他比一般人都更知道神的旨意是美好的，神的旨意是不可违背的。
But God's prophet will understand that actually God's will is perfect and is something that can never be gone against.
哦，所以先知虽然比别人懂得多，但是不等于说他比别人做得多。
So although the prophet may know more than the average person, he might not act more than the average person.
啊，这个是人性的一个很大的缺点跟软弱。
This is a great weakness where we don't actually do what we know.
哦，我们做父母亲的常常就是有这样的一个缺陷跟软弱。
And parents also often have this kind of weakness and failure.
哦，我们可以对儿女讲大道理。但是不等于我们也做到了。
To our own children, we might be able to preach great teachings, but we might necessarily be able to do them ourselves.
哦，这就是为什么有时候做父母亲的得不到儿女的这种尊重的原因之一。
So that's why sometimes children are unable to respect their fathers and mothers.
哦，所以我们要求神怜悯啊，让我们说能够教训，也能够做得到。
So we have to pray that God has mercy on us so that we might be able to do what we preach.
哦，那当然这也是传道者的一个软弱跟缺陷之一。
Of course, this is also a failing and a weakness of preachers.
哦，我的意思就是说，其实我们每一个人都努力的正在朝着神的教训做得越来越多。
My point is that we should all strive hard to follow more closely to God's principles.
哦，有时候你发现了我做的跟我讲的有差距的话，哦，你不要觉得很惊讶啊，你要为我祷告。
So whenever you see that actually what I do is a little bit different from what I said, you shouldn't be alarmed. Actually, you should pray for me.
哦，我们做儿女的如果发现说爸爸妈妈所讲的大道理，他并没有也没有做得很多，我们要为爸爸妈妈祷告。
And as children, if we see that our parents are not able to do what they preach, we should also pray for them.
哦，如果做父母的发现儿女对你的要求做得很少，不要觉得很惊讶，我们要继续鼓励我们的儿女，继续为他们祷告。
And as parents, if we find that our children are not necessarily meeting our expectations, we should actually try to encourage them instead of being alarmed.
哦，因为这本来就是人性的一个很大的软弱跟缺陷。
Because this is already a natural failing of human beings.
哦，知道跟做到会有一个很大的差距。
Being able to do and understanding always has a little bit of distance.
那所以神的管教也临到这个耶拿先知的身上。
So God's chastising also came upon Jonah.
哦，所以耶拿在第一章里头他遇到了大风浪。
So in chapter 1, Jonah met a great and mighty wind and storm.
耶拿甚至被一条大鱼吞到肚子里。
Moreover, he was swallowed by a great fish.
哦，这一切都不是偶然的事情。
None of this was a coincidence.
哦，这一切都是神在帮助他，神在教导他。
All of this was God trying to help and let Jonah understand.
哦，今天很多事情可能发生在我们的生活里头，不要觉得说那是巧合。
There might be a lot of things happening in our own lives, so we shouldn't always think that they're coincidences.
哦，今天我们成为神的儿女，我们是神所爱的，所以他会管教我们。
Because today we are God's children, so he will chastise us.
啊，圣经里头也有很多这样的例子。
There are also other examples similar to this in the Bible.
我们请参考《申命记》第八章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 8.
生命记第八章第四节。
Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 4。
旧约圣经227页，生命记第八章 第四节。
Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 4。
第四节，这四十年，你的衣服没有穿破，你的脚也没有肿。
Your garments did not wear out on you, nor did your feet swell these 40 years.
第五节，你当心里思想，主你神管教你，好像人管教儿子一样。
You should know in your heart that as a man chastens his son, so the Lord your God chastens you.
有时候我们会觉得说神好像很不干脆，神好像做事情会拖延，会拖拖拉拉的。
Sometimes we feel like the way God does things is really slow.
那个从埃及到迦南地，其实是不用走四十年。
Actually, the path from Canaan to Egypt, or Egypt to Canaan,to the land of Canaan, it doesn't require 40 years of a walk.
几个月走得再慢，一年也可以走得到。
So no matter how slow you walk each month, you should be able to do it within 1 year.
但是神却让这个以色列人走了四十年，才从埃及走进去迦南地。
Yet God made these Israelites walk for 40 years before they were able to enter this land.
这里第五节说，你们要心里去思想，这个神在教导你们，在管教你们。
So,Verse 5 says, you should know in your heart that God is chastening you.
尤其当人不完全的时候。
Especially when man is not perfect.
尤其当人神要他更好的时候。
Especially when God wants to improve us.
尤其是当人真的是在生活当中有过患有过失的时候。
Especially when we have transgressions in our past.
所以我们看到这些我们所羡慕的这些古圣徒，在他们的人生里头，也都曾经有过神对他们的管教。
When we look at all the old prophets and great figures of the Bible in the past, we realize that they also had to go through a lot of God's chastening and pain.
在神管教耶拿之后，神又再一次的出声音来呼召耶拿。
And after God chastened and rebuked Jonah, he once again called Jonah for a second time.
有时候一个人失败了，就没有人再去理他了。
Sometimes when a person fails, nobody will leave him anymore.
这就是为什么我们常常都很怕失败。
That's why we often are scared of failure.
人一失败了，突然间怎么朋友都没有了。
When we fail, why is it that suddenly all our friends are gone?
一个人失败了，突然发现说，怎么大家都这么怕我？
When we fail, suddenly we think, why is everyone afraid of me?
但是神的恩惠也常常要临到这些曾经失败的人。
But actually, God's grace will also come upon those who have failed in the past.
我们一谈到这个在信仰上的失败，我们很容易的想到一个人，就是彼得。
The person that we think about most often when we think about failing in their faith is Peter.
因为彼得曾经三次的不承认主耶稣。
Because Peter once denied Jesus 3 times.
那如果说要失败的话，他是失败得很彻底。
Now if you want to talk about failure, that is failing to the utmost.
这个火认耶稣一次，他不是一次而已，他是两次三次。
You can deny Jesus once, but Peter denied Jesus 2 and even 3 times.
所以十二个这个十一个使徒比起来，他是一个最失败的人。
So if you want to compare Peter to the other 11 disciples, he's the biggest failure.
当然犹大除外啊。
Of course, we're not counting Judas. Iscariot.
但是神主耶稣的恩惠仍然要临到彼得。
But God's grace still came upon Peter.
我们看到五旬节圣灵降临之后。
We saw that at the Passover when the Holy Spirit descended.
众人为了圣灵的降临，大家觉得非常的惊讶，非常的好奇。
Everyone was amazed when they saw the Holy Spirit.
这使徒站起来来告诉众人到底发生了什么事。
And one disciple rose up and explained what happened to all the people.
圣经记载着彼得就好像是发言人一样，他带头来讲述这一件事情。
The Bible describes that Peter rose up like a spokesperson to explain to everyone exactly what had happened.
一个曾经是在主耶稣面前最失败的人，他现在重新的成为为主耶稣讲话的人。
Somebody who was once the greatest failure became somebody who spoke out on behalf of God or Jesus.
好，我们再看回耶拿书第三章。
Now let's return to Jonah chapter 3.
耶拿书三章第二节。
Jonah chapter 3 verse 2.
神对耶拿说，你起来往尼尼微大城去，向其中的居民宣告我所吩咐你的话。
Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach to it the message that I tell you.
神不但再次的叫耶拿，而且给耶拿同样的任务，同样的使命。
Jonah did not only tell and call Jonah a second time, he gave him the same message.
这个就是神对耶拿的恩惠。
So this is the mercy and grace that God showed upon Jonah.
我们来想想看，揣摩一下当时耶拿的心境。
Let's try to understand or guess how Jonah felt at the time.
这个耶拿被大鱼把他 吐在这个岸上，这个干地上面。
Jonah was spit out into dry land.
我们看第二章的第十节，耶拿书二章第十节。
Let's look at Jonah chapter 2 verse 10.
说神吩咐鱼，鱼就把耶拿吐在旱地上。
So the Lord spoke to the fish and it vomited Jonah onto dry land.
当耶拿从鱼的肚子里头被吐出来。
When Jonah was spit out by the great fish.
我们想象当时耶拿他的外在上的情况，他内心会想什么？
We can try to imagine what he was feeling inside of his heart and what his surroundings were like.
这个他的外在一定是非常的疲惫啊，非常的狼狈，非常的糟糕。
Externally, he must have been incredibly tired and in a very disastrous state.
在那个时候一定很怕被人家看见。
At that time, he was probably afraid of being seen by anybody.
那他的心里也一定起伏很大。他的心里头一定也很高高低低的。
And his own heart must have been feeling like a roller coaster.
他是神的先知。
He was a prophet of God.
他是为神来工作的。
He came to work on behalf of God.
有时候我们心里会不平静。
Sometimes our heart is not peaceful.
尤其在很多有些时候是我们对我们的工作，对我们的工作觉得没有把握的时候。
Especially times when we feel like we have no security in our jobs.
这个老板不晓得会不会把我裁掉。
When we don't know if our boss will fire us the next day.
这个公司不晓得会不会把我的工作给裁掉。
And we don't know if our company will lay us off tomorrow.
在这种情形之下，我想我们的心都会有一些的忧虑、着急。
Under these circumstances, I'm sure that our hearts will be anxious and nervous.
这个世界上的工作，我们都会这样子了。
With our worldly jobs, I'm sure it's all the same for everyone.
我们工作的老板不一定对我们真的很好。
Our bosses may not necessarily be kind to us.
但是我们也会常常很在意我们的工作。能不能继续有。
But we often are very concerned about whether we will have a job tomorrow.
那耶拿所做的事情，他的工作是何等的尊贵。
And Jonah's occupation was so precious.
他是神所拣选的为神工作的先知。
He was the one chosen by God to prophesy for him.
当他被鱼把他吐在旱地上。
And when he was vomited out by the fish onto dry land,
他心里可能想着，我的工作大概也就在这里结束了。
In his mind, he must have thought, my job ends today.
虽然我没有死，我保住了生命。
Even though I did not die and I kept my life.
但是我是一个知道神的伟大，但是又故意要躲避神的人。
But I'm someone who understood how great God was and still avoided him.
我是一个很清楚的得到神的命令，明白神旨意的人，但是我却照我自己的意思去做。
I'm someone who clearly understood God's command and his will, but yet I decided to go with my own will.
他心里所想的可能是神还要用我吗？
In his heart, he must have been thinking, is God actually going to use me any further?
就好像我们如果在上班的地方我们出了一个差错，我们也会想说，公司还会要我吗？
It's just the same in our workplace. If we do a critical error, we will think to ourselves, will the company keep me any longer?
结果神还是出声音来呼叫他。
Yet God again spoke out and called him.
哦，神给他的是要他去做同样的事情。
And what God wanted Jonah to do was the exact thing that he said in the first time.
哦，神给他同样的指示。
God gave him the same exact command.
哦，难道当时只有耶拿这样一个先知而已吗？
Was there only Jonah, this one prophet?
啊，不是的，一定还有其他的先知。
No, I'm sure there were other prophets around.
啊，更何况神可以随时的从他的百姓里头拣选一个人来当先知。
Moreover, I'm sure that God could have chosen any one of the other prophets to do the same task.
哦，但是神却叫耶拿，而且交代耶拿去做同样的事情。
Yet God called Jonah to do the same thing he commanded the first time.
哦，这就是为什么我的题目叫做第二次。
That's why I call my sermon the second time.
哦，神给耶拿再继续服侍的机会。
God gave Jonah a second chance to serve him.
那当然，这跟耶拿在第二章里头他的在鱼的肚子里头的祷告也有关系。
Of course, this also has to do with the prayer that Jonah offered in the belly of the fish.
啊，他是一个先知，所以他也当然对悔改这个事情他是很敏感的。
Jonah was a prophet, so of course he understood well about repentance.
啊，在他的悔改里头，神给他再一次的机会。
In Jonah's repentance, God gave Jonah a second chance.
啊，所以今天神就是这样的一位神，他总是给我们再一次的机会。
So today God is this kind of God. He gives us second chances.
那如果因为耶拿书只有四章，我们把整个耶拿书很快的看过。
So Jonah actually only has four chapters, so we'll take a quick pass through the book.
我们发现说这个耶拿这个，我们发现说人性啊，真的是真的是有时候。哦，我们说是没有办法医治的，没有药救的。
And when we look carefully at it, sometimes we'll find that humans are beyond help.
哦，简单的讲，其实耶拿后来又是一个失败。
Simply put, Jonah was again a failure. 哦，
那我们说神是全知的神。
But we know that God is an all-knowing God.
哦，神知道耶拿是怎样的人。
God already knew what kind of person Jonah was.
哦，神知道耶拿还会再失败。
He already knew that Jonah would fail him a second time.
哦，但是神却没有把耶拿换掉。
Yet God did not change the person to prophesize for him.
哦，神却仍然呼召耶拿去做神要他做的事情。
Rather, he still called upon Jonah to do the things he had set for him to do.
哦，所以这位神真的是太伟大。
So really, God is an amazing God.
哦，当我们看到耶拿书第四章在描写耶拿的表现。
When we look at how God describes Jonah in chapter 4.
哦，我们会想说耶拿怎么会是这样的一个这样的人也在当先知。
We'll think to ourselves, how can such a person be a prophet?
啊，其实我们都是人，我们也不会比耶拿好到哪里。
Actually, we're all human, so we won't necessarily be any better than Jonah.
哦，所以不要只是去看耶拿。
So don't just look at Jonah and criticize.
哦，让我们多多的看神。
Let's look more closely and focus on God.
哦，从耶拿书里头，我们看到的是凸显出神的这种爱跟神的伟大。
From Jonah, we can see God's mercy and His love.
哦，今天一个人对我们不好，我们可能还会对他好。
Today, even if somebody is bad to us, perhaps we can still be good to them.
哦，但是这个人继续对我们不好。
But if this person continues to do evil to us,
哦，我们可能跟这个人就哦跟他对立啊，跟他断交。
We'll probably just cut off our relations with this person.
哦，我们是有爱的。
But we have love.
哦，但是常常有人逼得我们把爱收回来。
But oftentimes we are compelled to take back that love.
哦，如果啊，我们来当神
，So if we are in God's shoes，
哦，那可能世界上已经没有几个人能得到神的爱。
Maybe if we, maybe then nobody, very few people would be worthy of our love.
哦，因为神来当神。
Because if we were God，
哦，但是真正的神，哦，人的很多的行为跟言语。并不会减少了神的伟大跟神的爱。
We would have no mercy, but actually God, His faithfulness and love is amazing.
虽然耶拿是这么的啊，这么的，这么的不好，但是神还是爱他的。
Even though Jonah was so bad, God still loved him.
虽然尼尼微城的人是这么的罪恶，神还是想要救他们。
Even though the city of Nineveh was so great and wicked, God still wanted to save them.
所以神才会要耶拿说你去传这个警告。
So that's why God told Jonah to tell them that news of warning.
那我们实在看到人很多时候的那一种硬心跟无理。
But we often see how man is so hard-hearted.
第三章里头说到耶拿第二次，神给他再一次的机会，所以他真的去尼尼微去传警告。
Chapter 3 describes how God gave Jonah a second chance, so he really did go to the city of Nineveh to warn them.
请看耶拿书第三章第三节。
Let's look at Jonah chapter 3, verse 3.
第三节说，耶拿便照主的话起来往尼尼微去。这尼尼微是极大的城，有三日的路程。
So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, a three-day journey in extent.
第四节，耶拿进城走了一日，宣告说再等四十日，尼尼微城尼尼微必倾覆了。
And Jonah began to enter the city on the first day's walk.Then he cried out and said, Yet 40 days and Nineveh will be overthrown.
第五节，尼尼微人信服神，便宣告禁食，从最大的到最小的都穿麻衣。
So the people of Nineveh believed God, proclaimed a fast, and put on sackcloth, from the greatest to the least of them.
第三节说，尼尼微城很大，要走三天的路程。
Verse 3 says that Nineveh was a great city, so it required 3 days of a journey.
那第四节说，这个耶拿他进城走了一天。
And in verse 4, it records how Jonah began to enter the city for one day.
他应该是走三天的。
Actually, he should have been walking for at least 3 days.
看起来他有点在应付。就是神既然要我做，我就做。
So it looks like he was a little bit reluctant, but he still did it.
三天他只做了一天。
So even though it required 3 days of a journey to walk the whole city, he only started proclaiming it for one day.
或许我们另一个角度看，他或许他很诚恳，或者说他口才很好。
Or perhaps from a different perspective, maybe he was quite eloquent in his warning.
他的工作效率非常的高。
And his effectiveness was high.
所以第五节说，这尼尼微城的人大家都信服了，而且都悔改，有那个悔改的表现。
So in verse 5, it records how everyone in the city of Nineveh believed and repented.
那第四章告诉我们，这耶拿这个人竟然为这样的事情他不高兴。
But chapter 4 records how Jonah was unhappy with this turn of events.
尼尼微城的人都悔改了。
Everyone in Nineveh repented.
那神也愿意原谅他们。
And God was willing to forgive them.
这是多么令人高兴的一件事情。
What a joyous turn of events.
但是只有耶拿一个人他不高兴。
But there was only one person unhappy with this, which was Jonah.
不晓得为什么他一定要尼尼微城的人受刑罚。
I don't know why, but Jonah just wanted Nineveh to be punished.
他走一天的时间，目的不是要这些人悔改吗？
He walked for one day. Wasn't his purpose to make these people repent?
现在不但很多人，而且是所有的人都悔改了。
And now look, not only one person, but actually everyone repented.
他却为了这样子，他不高兴。
Yet he was unhappy with this.
这个就是一个很不合理的地方。
So this is something that's quite unreasonable.
甚至他要当观众来看神来处罚这个城市。
Moreover, Jonah then sat down and watched to see and observe whether God would bring his punishment.
我们人常常有这种当观众来看戏的这种心态。
As people, we often have this attitude of being observers.
那其实这个是一个人性的一个很大的一个软弱一个负面的事情。
Actually, this is a pretty negative aspect and failing of human beings.
这个让我们常常在做事情做得很不合理。
So oftentimes, it makes us do unreasonable things.
哦，明明可以帮助的，我们故意不帮助。
Actually, we can help them, but we purposely decide not to.
哦，我们好像是在当观众，我们好像是在看看一副好戏。
Rather, we treat ourselves as observers who are just enjoying a show.
耶拿只传讲一天，所有的人都悔改了。
Jonah only preached for one day, and he turned the entire city to repentance.
哦，他可以说是一个很成功 的这个布道家。
You can call him a very successful prophet.
哦，或者哈、哦，这个一个 preacher 哈、
哦。Or a preacher.
啊，但是他为自己的成功好像觉得很失望。
Yet he was quite disappointed with his success.
哦，大家都在鼓掌啊，但是他觉得自己对自己觉得很失望。
Everyone was applauding, but he felt so disappointed in himself.
哦，这个也是一个很不合理的地方。
This is also something that's quite unreasonable.
哦，他甚至似乎觉得说，神啊，你为什么要用我
？He even felt almost, God, why did you use me?
哦，他为了这整个城的悔改，他深深的觉得很不高兴。
Toward this entire city's repentance, he felt some deep.Unhappiness.
哦，如果我们仔细的去看耶拿，我们真的会觉得说，这个人怎么这么硬心？这个人怎么这么不合理
？So when we carefully look at Jonah, we'll think, why is this person so hard-hearted and unreasonable?
哦，我们稍微不小心的话，我们也可能成为这样一个很不合理的人。
If we're not careful ourselves, we will also fall into the same unreasonableness.
哦，如果我们是很硬心的话，我们也会成为这样的人。
If we are also hard-hearted, we will do the same.
啊，但是第三章一开始是说，神也不计较耶拿的过去，啊，神让他再来一次。
But in the beginning of chapter 3, it records that God did not.Concern himself with Jonah's complaints and still allowed him to preach a second time.
哦，我们常常会把别人过去的一些比较不对、负面的事情牢牢的记住。
Oftentimes we will keep other people's transgressions deep in our mind as grudges.
哦，所以有时候我们不是很乐意的给人再一次的机会。
So we are not too happy with giving that person a second chance.
啊，但是神是这么的好，他不计较我们的过去。他给我们再一次的机会。
But God is this good. He didn't care about Jonah's prior transgressions. He still gave him a second chance.
哦，不但这样子，这个耶拿他仍然会失败的。
Not only that, Jonah was bound to fail a second time.
哦，但是神还是把机会给他。
Yet God still gave him that second chance.
啊，我们可能也会有一个不太理想的将来。
Perhaps we also don't have a very ideal future.
哦，但是神还是将今天的同在、今天的机会来赐给我们。
But God will still give us today's abundance and today's chance.
啊，所以啊，我们对神啊，就不要再有什么怀疑啊，或者质疑。
So toward God, let's not have any more doubts.
我们请最后看耶伯记四十章。
Lastly, let's turn to the book of Job.
耶伯记四十章。
Job chapter 40.
四十章第一节。
Chapter 40, verse 1.
神又对耶伯说话。
Moreover, the Lord answered Job and said.
第二节，强辩的岂可与全能者争论吗？与神辩驳的可以回答这些吧。
Shall the one who contends with the Almighty correct him? He who rebukes God, let him answer it.
哦，这个耶伯在整个事件的过程里头，一开始他总是没有听到神来跟他讲话。
In Job's entire story, he never heard God talking to him.
哦，在一开始跟这个很长的时间，神没有出面。
From the very beginning of Job's story, God did not appear to him.
哦，神虽然没有说什么，但是神的爱、神的伟大是没有改变的。
But although God did not appear to Job, His love was never changing.
哦，那现在后来神开始对耶伯讲话。
So here in chapter 40, the Lord began to talk to Job.
当耶伯没有听到神的声音的时候，他一直想，神啊，你出面，我要跟你讲个明白。
So all this time, Job kept thinking, God, please show up. I want to understand why you did this to me.
哦，那神真的对他讲话了。
So finally, in chapter 40, God really came to him.
神也欢迎约伯说，你有什么话，你尽管讲。
And here, God said, if you have anything to say, say it now.
啊，但是约伯他已经明白了。
Yet finally, Job understood.
啊，第三节。
Verse 3.
于是约伯回答神。
Then Job answered the Lord and said,
第四节，我是卑贱的，我用什么回答你呢？我只好用手捂口。
Verse 4. Behold, I am vile. What shall I answer you? I lay my hand over my mouth.
当约伯他更进一步的来认识神之后，啊，他觉得说，我没有什么，我实在是不配来讲什么。
When Job finally took one step closer to understand God, he realized that he had nothing left to say. He was not worthy.
所以求神帮助我们呢，让我们能够更多的认识他。
So may God also help us to understand God better.
让我们常常去回想神在我们生活当中那些何等大的恩典，何等大的爱。
So we can recall all that great love and blessings that God has showered upon us.
神今天已经爱我们。
Today, God already loved us.
不等于说我们将来会是一个很成功的基督徒。
That doesn't mean that in the future we'll certainly be a successful Christian.
很可能明天我们会又有一个跌倒，有一个失败。
Perhaps tomorrow we will again have another failure and trip.
但是神今天就跟我们同在，神今天就爱我们，神今天就给我们机会。
But today, God already loved us, and He already gave us His abundance and a chance.
神是这么爱我们，这么的伟大。
God is one who loved us so much and is so great.
我们有什么好去埋怨神的？有什么好去跟神去质疑神的
？What can we really say to complain against God or to be angry with Him about?
除非我们要做一个像耶拿那样子不合理的人。
Unless we want to be like Jonah, who was unreasonable.
我们一起唱诗432首。
Let's all sing hymn 432.
Is it quite a understanding when we are gathered in the Spirit? It's a promise that He gave us when we gather in His name. There's a love we feel in Jesus, there's a manna that He gave us. It's a promise that He gave us.When we gather in His name, when we go out, when we are gathered, sharing love and understanding, that our brother and our sister, with the oneness that He brings. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus, for the way You love and we areFor the many ways You like us. Thank you, thank you, Lord.
请坐。